Chapter 3. They reached the tunnel. There were no soldiers inside. Everybody knew what to do. The team worked quickly and quietly. Two of the team stayed at the entrance to the tunnel. Tom and Billy went to the exit at the other end of the tunnel. These four men watched in silence. They held their guns in their hands. They were ready for trouble. The other five men placed the bombs in the tunnel, 40 meters apart. The team worked hard. When they were finished, they went to the exit of the tunnel. "Is it safe to leave?" said Sergeant Farrell. "Yes," said Tom. "There's nobody out there." The team left and moved quickly away from the tunnel. Tom turned towards Sergeant Farrell. He was smiling. "That was easy," he said. "Now let's go home. I can't wait to..." Tom fell to the ground. Suddenly, everything went crazy. There were guns and lights everywhere. People were shouting and running. Nobody knew what was happening. Men were running towards them. Sergeant Farrell knew they were in trouble. There were a lot of enemy soldiers. "Run!" he shouted. "Run into the forest!" "Come on!" shouted Mike. "Get into the trees over there!" It was very dark in the forest. The men ran and ran. They could hear the enemy behind them. They ran for a long time. Eventually, the noise behind them became quieter. Then the sounds stopped. The men fell to the ground because they were so tired. "Is everyone okay?" asked Sergeant Farrell. He counted everyone. 9, he said to himself. 9 men. That means everyone escaped. Everyone is here. "I'm injured," said Tom. "They shot me in the shoulder."
"And me," said Billy. "They shot me in the arm."
"I cut my head when I fell," said Alf.
"It was so dark, I couldn't see where I was going."
"Right," said Sergeant Farrell. "We need to get away. If we keep moving, we can reach the coast in 2 hours.
"Oh, no," said Sam. "We have a problem. It's the radio. Look."
Sam put the broken radio on the ground. The men looked at it sadly.
"I don't think we're going on a boat trip tonight," said Alf.